I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, September 14th, 2023. Ms. Jess.
Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Torlakson.
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Present.
Director Hudson.
Present.
Let the record show Director Torres is absent.
All right. Would everyone please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, people. All right. Moving on to approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Director.
Mm-hmm.
Jess?
All right. Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres is absent.
All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Is there any director that would like to remove and question any item? And if not, can I get a motion?
I move we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director.
Mm-hmm. All right, Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
And let the record show Director Torres is absent.
Okay, moving on to presentations. So this evening we have a summary of the 2023 aquatic program by Ms. Lori Talbot. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
So good
thank
to see you.
To all of you for supporting the pool this year. It's been a great year. As you know, we're Memorial to Labor Day. We're open weekends, but daily, June 5th through August 4th. Basically, to give you a detailed information, we were open 75 days. 2 days we were closed due to the pool being down, unfortunately. We got it right back up. So that's 450 hours that pool was open, which was great. We had 3,700 paying customers, total over 14,000. We had 2,100 youth attend the pool for the summer, 1,200 adults, and 225 seniors. Wow. We did have 36 active military that went in free on our Memorial Day.
Oh, wow.
We had 102 season pass holders with an average attendance of about 10, so that's about 800 to 1,000 going in on my math there. We had 6 private after-hour party rentals. We had 5 birthday parties, and that's during Rec Swim, which they get the party area, they get hot dogs, they get chips, and they get drinks. It's a great event. The concession stand made approximately 3,500, including goggles and swim diapers. And we had aquatic lessons. We had 260 youth doing our lessons, learning so water safety, aquatics. It was a great program. We brought in 1,260 with $4,000 being available in scholarships for that, which was great. Some of these children would not have an opportunity to get water safe or learn how to swim. Mm-hmm. And that's great because they pass that to generations to generations. It's a beautiful thing. And then we had a great collaborative partnership with the East Bay Regional Parks again this year. Mm-hmm. Great group of people, great staff. And this is basically due to the Contra Costa, Contra Loma being closed.
Yeah.
And we received Keller funds again for the 23-24 fiscal year.
Whoa.
We received $10,000. We're very excited.
Whoa.
So we'll be adding, hopefully, aquatic camps next summer and lap swimming in our program.
Oh, great.
Wonderful. So why don't I start down with Director Garcia, Lopez Garcia. Do you have any questions or comments for
them? Lori, you guys are doing such a fantastic job. I really, really am. I'm so proud of everything that we, the board, worked and worked so hard to make all these things come true, and you had just been grabbing and making it all right there. You were doing such a fantastic, and Doug, I cannot believe, you know, thank you for staying. I really feel that so, so good. And I'm so proud, I really am. I'm so proud to be on this board because everything that we wanted, it's going on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Director Garcia, how about you?
Those are wonderful stats. Are you posting those in the website or something?
I am not. We do, no, we just do pictures every once in a while, but no, no, no stats.
Okay. Yeah, a wonderful, wonderful job. Thank you. The pool is kicking butt.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think we should put some of those stats out so people, you know, those, especially those who don't know that there is even a pool.
Mm-hmm. Or the parties. Yes.
They still ask us, huh, there's a pool? Yeah, and I don't know if I should be telling them more, but,
yeah.
You know, it's
yeah, yeah.
It's great that people know about what's been going on there.
Yeah. It's amazing how every time when I'm there, the people come in and goes, how many people statistically come in and say, I never knew this pool was here.
Yeah.
First-timers, a lot of first-timers,
yeah.
Which
yeah.
is great.
And I have a question. Where is the 10K coming from? Is Geyser again?
No, that's from the Keller Mitigation Fund.
Oh, again. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. Thank
you. Ooh.
And did we have any leftover from that?
We used all of it here.
Okay.
We have about 2,000 left over that I called David and we can use for youth programming, so we're utilizing that in our dance program.
Oh, I love
good.
That.
Good.
That was going to be my question, was how many do we track, how many first-timers?
We don't, because we have the POS system, the point of sale, so
right.
we can't,
right.
but we can on our season pass holders.
Yeah.
So every time we get a season pass holder, I can see we do a new entry and I can track that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. And I like that that they average 10, because how many times do they have to come in before it pays for itself?
It's 5, but it's some people come every day.
Right.
So I have like 4 or 5 people that are every day, and then some people show up once.
Right.
So that was just an average of the people that season passes that we had.
But that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really great. And I really always appreciate our collaborations with East Bay Regional Park District.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're such a great organization, and so are we.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Lori, for coming out and talking to us about this evening. Really
yeah.
appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to the general manager's report. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Madam Chair,
see
board
you.
Members. Couple of items. We received notification that Alliance Strategic Development, who are purchasing Clearland, are exercising the 3rd of 4 extensions. That's a 3-month extension. We kind of anticipated this. This process is going very slow, generally because of the review by the county is taking longer than anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
So we're expecting something to happen after the calendar year. So we probably first quarter of next year we'll be able to see some action on this, is what we're planning on. So this was not a surprise to us. We had a leaky backflow at Boger. It's been leaking for a while. It just got worse to where you can visibly see it. And of course, water is very valuable there. It's not well water, so we're paying for that. So we had to have that completely rebuilt. And they just wear out sometimes, and that one finally needed some attention. That has been taken care of. Lori met with the county at
Hickory Meadows.
Yeah, sorry, senior moment. Hickory Meadows, as the board may remember, that there's some additional funds that have been collecting in around the $10,000 mark. We tried to find how much it would cost to put pour and play in there instead of the bark, and it was cost prohibitive. It was upwards of $80,000 to do that project, so a little over budget on that one. So Lori met with the county and said, hey, let's look at some other opportunities that we have in spending and improving the park. They've identified a few areas. They're looking at improving the playground structure itself and adding some bark and other things that they're exploring, and the county is perfectly fine with that, looking at irrigation, other things that we can do to improve that mm-hmm. tiny pocket park. Lindbrook is a heavily used park,
yes.
As you know, very popular. We had a soccer camp over
mm-hmm.
there that was very popular. But the grass does take a beating, and we've been chasing that turf for quite some time. There's been one issue after another. The nicest thing about turf, and when it's distressed, is when you have a lot of use there. It just means the park is getting heavily used, and that's a great thing. But we're going to have to take a closer look to see how we might be able to improve the irrigation system if there, in fact, there's kind of holes. It could be from the wind. It could be from malfunctions of the heads. So we're going to take a look at that, and I may be forwarding a project in the future for the board to consider on how we might improve that. So we'll have more information on that as we as time goes by. Lori has some updates that she provided you about programming.
Yes, and talking about Lindbrook, the water faucet was working at full capacity now. Yes. No dribble, so it's working great. And the area where you fill a water bottle, that's working now too. So that's excellent. Our second movie night was at Viva, was great. We did have a smaller turnout, but it was a very, very cold night. It was definitely a blanket night.
It was.
Yes, it was very cold. So, but we had about 45 to 50 people attend, which was great. Our fall dance program, I'm going to give you some flyers with the information on that. We'll be starting next week on the 19th. I'm going to put my glasses here, though. We have sensory dance in motion for disabled and special needs. We have two classes, 3 and 7-year-olds and 8 and 14. We have contemporary dance, ages 3 to 5 and 6 to 10. We have a hip-hop program, 6 to 10 years. Funk and jazz, we have a 6 to 9-year-old class and 10 to 14. And then we have a cheer program that's going to be on Saturdays for 2nd to 8th graders. So we're really excited.
Cool.
And our soccer camp was a success. We had 20 participants in it.
Great.
And we were going to hopefully, after our wintery seasons, have the early spring program over there, like football, or we're getting a few options that we have. The Bear Cave at Ambrose Park is in the process of getting painted. The Treasure Island Job Corps will be doing those services. Actually, they're doing them now as we speak. They'll be finished on Monday. They do a great job, and they are a service project that want to do something in our community or our parks. Mm-hmm. So it's working out real good. Good group of kids, too. The Bay Point Academy is working with Riverview Middle School, and they are now taking applications for the Academy, Bay Point Academy, for the 23-24 season. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you a flyer also, which some of you probably know. Supervisor Glover is presenting his Uplift 23 Youth Empowerment Conference on Saturday the 23rd, 9 to 4. We're getting teens involved. We're sending flyers out to the schools to promote that in our community as well. And on Thursday, September 28th, we have the Area Agency on Aging will be at our community center and right after our senior program. We're going to have them in there 1 to 2:30, and they're helping to shape how we can meet the needs of seniors and disabled adults and their caregivers. So that'll be here on the 28th. So I do have some flyers for you for all three of these things. And you can grab it after, or I could give it to you at the end, but I do have some slides with the information.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Director Clarkson, do you have any questions?
Do we already know what's going on during the holidays? Like, do you have something?
We are working on that. Well, Breakfast with Santa, that would be December 2nd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're definitely hoping to do that. I think we'll have a great turnout. We'll have the Bay Point Youth Academy involved in that. So as they get their program going, we're going to sit together and, you know, kind of detail that program out, that event out.
How about Halloween, the haunted?
You know, I do have to check with them.
Okay.
I think they're kind of waiting to see as they get their applications in and now that moves forward and how many kids they have. So, yes, they're in that process of just getting their applications and interviews right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Director Garcia? Any comments or questions?
That's a lot. You mentioned the Treasure Island Job Corps.
Mm-hmm.
That's Juan Escobar.
Escobar.
Yes.
Awesome.
He's the main. I'm like, oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, he's very, very excited to do stuff for the community. He's a very giving man. Yes.
Yeah,
he does a good job.
We should recognize them in one of our events.
He's got six guys working with him, right?
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did recognize him once.
Yeah, we did.
Since I've been here, we have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was instrumental in documenting unity and community
He's been here for
that. Made little documentaries, like, it's amazing.
No, but the group itself, the Treasure Island, whatever.
Well, it's different, it's not the same group all the time, it's different training kids, a youth that he brings in and trains them on how to paint and how to, you know, open, you know, expand their skills, like plastering or, you know, wood stuff. He's working with the kids, that's what he is, working with the youth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why are they called Treasure Island?
That's where they're located. On Treasure Island.
I see.
So by the time they drive out here, they usually get here about 10:30 and have to pack up and leave it and go back at 1:30. So that's why it takes about 2 weeks for them to paint it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's a long haul. Yeah.
Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any comments or questions for our general manager or Roy?
You guys do a fantastic job. Everything is just coming together and it just looks so good. Thank you.
Did you guys have any problems at all with the other soccer groups at Lynbrook? Talk to them and ask them to?
The very first day, a group came out about 6 o'clock. They asked for his permit. So I contacted them and I says that this is a program through Ambrose Recreational Park District. Are you using the park? We need to get you a permit. And I haven't heard from them since. And I believe they started their practices later and they're not interfering at all.
Right. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are.
I mean, I have to say, you know, I've told this to the general manager, I'm really happy to have people in the park because that keeps the neighborhood safe. I'm just a tinge bummed that they can't maybe participate more in the kind of permitting process just because it costs to have people in the field. But I guess you have to weigh, you know.
To have a permitting process, though, you do have to have somebody regulate and check it. So
right.
That would be, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Also, I'm not sure if it's the general manager or Lori, but do we have any update on it? I know I've talked to you about this before, on the butterfly habitat for the community garden that we voted on?
I do not know anything.
No? Okay. And then the John Steer project, we still don't know anything?
I got something, an email, but it was just a quick back and forth, and that was just a third party in the email, so... I know it's still in the works, but nothing.
Don't hold our breath.
No, I think this is they were pushing for a deadline to get the application, the grant application in.
Right.
And of course, that process takes quite some time, so yeah.
Yeah. And then, Lori, do you have any updates on Lynbrook as far as the basketball court, the paved trail, any of that kind of stuff that we've
talked
about?
Yes, I went out last week and got a couple more bids.
Okay.
I got an excellent bid, but I just wanted to see what else was out there.
Right.
It looks like Pave It and Love It. They've gone out there. They're real excited about it. I just want to get one more estimate so we can have the 3 estimate process. But I don't think anybody's going to beat them.
I know last time we talked, if I'm remembering correctly, you can tell me if I am, we can't get the basketball stop that we wanted.
Correct.
So maybe at some point in the future, but you're thinking about repaving the actual court,
the
new lines, okay?
Court and new lines, and then
what about the trail?
Fixing the basketball, putting a new rim on it,
right?
And painting the backstop,
right? And then were you going to get a quote on the trail?
I did.
And it's probably really high.
It was very, very high. I'd be glad to send. I thought I had sent that over to you.
I don't. If you think about sending it,
okay, I will.
I'd love to see it.
Yes,
I have my community ask me, and all I've said is I think it's going to be really spiky.
I think it was 28,000.
Yeah, I can see that. It might be something to think about in the future, but thank you so much for all your work, and general manager, you too. Really appreciate it. All right, so we're moving on. There is no legal report, and we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make comments at this time? Okay, I'm closing it up so the public can bring it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. There is no board matters. It's So do I need to, okay, good. You don't want to hear me say all that again, sure. There is no public hearing, there is no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items within the jurisdiction of the board of directors.
Director Torres.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to thank our staff, Doug, Lori, Jessica, for all the good work that you've been doing. I mean, it's really nice to just come here and listen to the all these good things that are happening, and we're just up there, like, watching this all together, you know. Wasn't like that for a very, very long time, so you can imagine. I've been here for about 16 years, more than that, I think. So I know that it's really changed the character of the district, and the way that we are perceived by people has also changed, and I am so proud of the district. Thank you.
Great. Director Garcia?
Just thank you for all the hard work.
Director Lopez Garcia?
I just think you guys are doing a fantastic job. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to give a special thanks to Lori for organizing the movie night. I wasn't able to attend either one, but I was able to attend one in Walnut Creek, and it was really fun because I know a lot of people there. I grew up there, and it was really fun to say, well, we had our movie nights in Bay Point, so there. And, you know, it's just one of those kind of fun things that people look forward to, and it's fun to spread the word, because I think if we keep doing it, I think it's going to end up being really big, because that's how the Walnut Creek one is. It's like one, people, beginning of summer, they're like, where is it on the calendar? And they organize around it, and it's just really wonderful, and thank you for that, because, you know, I don't know. It's amazing to me that in a small district like this, that it's so cool to be able to have a request and actually have it come true. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really neat, and I think that speaks to small town. Because a lot of times everything has to go through like five channels and be voted on by 10 different boards, and then you still don't know. But here it's really like you guys are really accessible. You know, I can call you up and talk to you, Lori. I do just all the time, and Doug, and it just makes it really nice. And I totally agree with Dr. Torvikson. It's really cool. You know, I've been here 33 years now, and to see the arc and to realize that it's happened like a little bit in time. Mm-hmm. No big wham, it's just like we just kept going forward, and it's so cool, you know, to look back and just see how far we've come. And I feel the same way as you, just really, really proud of this district. So, and it's all the hard work of you guys here, so, and our staff. So, thank you for that. All right, moving on to closing ceremonies. Do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn to the October meeting.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I have a second.
Okay, both of the Garcia women. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you so much, people.
Thank you.